Report, would-be Reagan assassin John Hinckley could be freed next year. By Warner Todd Houston on November 17, 2018. John Hinckley, the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, could be released from prison as early as next year, a report says. The would-be assassin, who tried to gun down a president in 1981, has won the right to go out on his own after a federal judge eased restrictions on his release conditions this month, the Daily Mail reported. The 63-year-old convict will be allowed to move out of his mother's home and drive on his own within 75 miles of his living quarters. This could all be in preparation for his release next year, authorities say. In his recent order, U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman insisted that Hinckley is not a danger to himself or others. The lighter restrictions come on the heels of a determination by doctors that Hinckley is mentally stable. The doctors also extended his check-in time from once monthly to bimonthly. Hinckley's lawyer, Barry Levine, said his client's progress was exquisite, adding that Hinckley's record of behavior supports his full release. "He can function pretty much the way you and I can," Levine claimed. Hinckley attempted to murder President Reagan in 1981, soon after the Californian took office. During his assault, he wounded the president and nearly killed him. Hinckley's fusillade also wounded Secret Service agent Timothy McCarthy, Washington police officer Thomas Delahunty, and White House press secretary James Brady. While McCarthy and Delahunty were only moderately wounded, Brady suffered serious brain damage from his wounds. The shooter was later deemed not guilty by reason of insanity at his 1982 trial and has spent the intervening 40 years in rehabilitation. Several years ago, McCarthy and Delahunty expressed their mixed feelings about the growing freedom Hinckley was being allowed. "I have a lot of not very great Christian thoughts about him," McCarthy told the Associated Press in 2016. "It was a terrible act. It's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned." For his part, Delahunty added, "That's their decision, I guess. I'm probably not too enthused with it, but what can you do?" Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.